My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Thursday's Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast. On this, the last day of February, leap year, 29th of February, 2024. Coming to you from a pretty chilly, how about that, Bedford County, Virginia. When the temperature started dropping, it didn't start dropping until about 6 o'clock last night. I mean, it was like 60 degrees, and it went straight to 29. We did have a power outage during the night. Some of you may have seen some posts on that. We lost power for about 3.5 hours, came back on about 12:30. And that's really, and we're very lucky here. I don't know if we're just in a good location or the power company does an exceptional job, but we have very little problems with ever losing power in any kind of storms. Now, it got us last night. From a personal perspective, that's the first time that I've had a power outage with my oxygen situation. My permanent in the house oxygen is electrical, of course, an oxygen concentrator. I have the tanks here if I need them. When I go to dinner, for instance, into the dining room table, I'll take a tank instead of pulling my long hose, because then I got my sister and brother-in-law that could trip over the, and Amanda too, could trip over the hose. So I use the tanks around the house. I have my portable unit when I leave the house. But this was the first time that, the electrical unit went. And of course I did grab a tank. And I ended up it was a half empty tank when the power outage went out, and I ended up killing two tanks. The second one was after I fell asleep. I fell asleep with oxygen going, and I woke up with no oxygen. But again, that's like, my sitting. I can go without the oxygen sitting. I can do the same thing laying down and sleeping. I normally have it on just in case I need it during the night. Or if I have to get up, I can go to the bathroom. Then I have to have it. But that period in there from when I fell asleep, which had to be shortly after the power came back on, because I remember the power coming on, or I might have been asleep and the TV woke me up. That could have been what happened too. Anyway, I remember that, but that's the last thing I remember. And then I woke up this morning and the oxygen tank's empty. So anyway, that's a personal little anecdotes from Forest, Virginia here on the 29th of February. All right, we got several stories this morning. The lead story today, folks, major cruise line opt for Starlink internet services. One that's going to be interesting to a lot of you guys, Blue Lagoon Island is back in business. Extraordinary experience on Sun Princess. We'll talk about the cost of that. A last-minute cancellation rocks the cruise line. Royal Caribbean opens a bunch of short cruises, including California. And Chinese shipbuilder starts a new ship. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock today. This is National Toast Day. Well, I don't eat much toast, but, you know, occasionally with breakfast I'll have toast. I prefer a bagel with breakfast or possibly a sweet roll or something like that. Once in a while we have toast, and we keep bread here all the time. I'm not a big sandwich guy particularly. But, yeah, so it's National Toast Day. So go have a piece of toast. How about that? You can always access this broadcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from, all the big guys. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Stitcher, Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and voila, up pops the Fat Travel Guy. We do this 5 days a week. Anytime that you are listening to the podcast and want to jump over to the video feed to take a look at an interview or pictures or clips that I might be using on that day's show, there's always a link in the description of the podcast that you can do just that. All right. So I have a couple things to go over with you this morning, folks. Let's see if I can do this without getting confused as I'm back down to one computer, not the one that's screwed up, the other one, the one that has the broken hinge. I've moved it over to position one, making sure I can do everything without using my other one so it can go to the shop. So we know that Hot Air Tom and Cindy are on a cruise. On the Jade. And it was Cindy's birthday. So she had one of those ridiculous pieces of chocolate cake. If I remember correctly, Cindy and I don't remember if we split one piece of chocolate cake or we each got one. Oh, neither one of us could finish it. I mean, look at the size of that thing, folks. It's 19 layers. It's got to weigh 4 pounds. I mean, it's a huge piece of chocolate cake. It was good chocolate cake, too. But she had that for her birthday. And then and then Hot Air Tom, of course. And I don't believe a word of this, folks. He says, I'm in the hot tub and I'm working. Now, does that look like somebody that's working to you? Well, it doesn't look like somebody that's working to me either. So then he does say, yeah, here it is. See, I'm working. So there he's got the computer set up around the hot tub. Well, what the hell happens if he knocks one of the computers in the water? We'd have fried Hot Air Tom and ruin computers. I don't think that's a particularly good idea, Hot Air. But then while Hot Air Tom's screwing around in his hot tub playing like he's working, Cindy goes to the beauty parlor and says, fix me. Yeah, she got a new hairdo, new color. Looks pretty good, I think. Good job, Sin. All right, so we do have a warning to issue today. And that's to all the folks on the West Coast. Look out. The girls are there. They have arrived. So Cindy and Osa are in California. Now, I don't, you know, I'm not saying that they drink. However, it seems like every picture of the two of them, they got a cocktail. and misbehaving. And that's okay. They're in California, for God's sakes. That's allowed out there. All right, you guys have fun. I love when Cindy and the girls travel. Of course, it's just two of them this time. It's not the whole crew. They left two of them behind. All right, the top story today comes from our kind of a friends at MSC, four cruise lines, Carnival, MSC, Norwegian, and Holland America. Oh, no, that's not the story I wanted. That comes next. Ignore that, folks. No, you know, I have to screw something up. MSC Cruises has announced, there we go, the integration of SpaceX Starlink across its fleet, with completion expected in May of 24. MSC Cruises began trialing Starlink as early as December of 22, and since then, two-thirds of the fleet have been outfitted with the upgraded internet systems. Ironically, the Magnifica, the ship I just got off of, was the first in the MSC to get Starlink. With the addition of MSC Cruises, all major cruise operators, including Norwegian, Royal Caribbean, and Carnival, have made the switch to Starlink. Cruise ship already enjoying Starlink's superior connectivity include the MSC Divina, MSC Arabia, MSC Fantasia, MSC Grandiosa, MSC Lyrica, MSC Magnifica, of course, MSC Meraviglia, MSC Orchestra, the MSC Poesia, MSC Prisosia, MSC Seascape, Seashore, Seaside, and Seaview, and the Virtuosa all have the Starlink now on MSC. MSC has tailored two packages for Starlink for the guests. They have the Browse Internet Cruise Package for basic internet usage and the Browse and Stream Cruise Package for more data-intensive activities. These packages offer unlimited access to the systems. Of course, you have to pay for it, unless you get it included in the deal, which is always a possibility, too. I have been on, I had a little problems on Magnifica, on Meraviglia, but Magnifica was good. So, but anyway, all the big guys now have or are going to Starlink. So, from a personal standpoint, I can tell you it works. It's definitely an improvement. All right, real quickly, folks, we got the Scoot Around deal going on right now from Willpower Chairs and Scoot Around that you get 15% off if you are going to Orlando or any of the confines around Central Florida area, like Kissimmee, for instance, or elsewhere in Central Florida. Give your feet a rest by renting a mobility device with Scoot Around. Call toll-free 888-441-7575. For a limited time, all Orlando mobility rentals are 15% off when you pick them up at our location on 7703 Kings Point Parkway, Suite 400 in Orlando. This offer is valid until April 30th. Use the code PICKUP15 or tell them Chili sent you. They'll know who that is. All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The next story today, folks, which is the one I started to talk about before. And this is good news for a lot of us. Four cruise lines, Carnival, MSC, Norwegian, and Holland America, have resumed visits to the Blue Lagoon Island in the Bahamas. Blue Lagoon Island, a premier tourism destination, can be visited when cruise ships visit Nassau. It is known for its pristine beaches, clear blue water, and exciting activities. Visitors can relax on the beach, interact with marine animals, enjoy lunch and tropical drinks, shop or unwind in paradise. Blue Lagoon Island is committed to the safety and well-being of its guests. It has further enhanced its safety policies, procedures, and staff training and certifications, which exceed industry standards. Of course, y'all remember that they've been shut down for 3 months, 4 months now because of a boating accident. The island offers encounters with native dolphins, stingrays, nurse sharks, and sea lions, among many educational activities, including eco-nature walking tours, which feature beautiful beaches, native flora, and fauna. I think, folks, the next time I'm in Nassau, I'm going to take a trip out to the Blue Lagoon Island, if I can get there. I'd like to check it out. I'd like to see how accessible it is as well. But, I mean, I got to get there first, so we'll take things a step at a time. But yeah, I'd like to do that next time that I'm there. So that's in the planning stages. All right, the next story this morning, folks. Princess Cruise Line's newest ship, Sun Princess, will have the cruise line's second extraordinary experience. Extraordinary experiences on Princess cruise ships are unique experiences that are found not only are not found on any other ships in the world. The newest experience, Spellbound by Magic Castle. This one kind of jumped up and grabbed me in the billfold, folks. It's $149 per person. That took my breath away. Okay, so it is something you don't see anyplace else. Spellbound by Magic Castle. It's offered three times per night. The evening starts with a shared dinner in the Horizon's dining room before you're escorted to the secluded Spellbound bar for an evening of drinks and magic. Magic Castle-sponsored magicians will perform feats of illusion in the different rooms of Spellbound. I mean, if you like magic, folks, yeah, do this. That's $150. You're going to get dinner, and you're going to get drinks for the night, and you're going to get the entertainment. So, would I come off $150? I'd have to look at the menu. Yeah, real hard. I don't know. That seems like a lot of money for me. But, all right, so, boy, this one kind of shocked everybody. An unexpected gastro outbreak on Balmoral forced Fred Olsen Cruise Line to scrap its mini cruise from Southampton to Newcastle with a deep cleaning initiative underway. The mini cruise was canceled just hours before the ship was set to depart yesterday. The action was taken in response to several gastro-related illnesses reported among previous passengers aboard Balmoral, which concluded a two-week Northern Lights cruise to Norway yesterday morning. I mean, it appears to me, folks, to be norovirus, which has been popping up on a fairly regular basis now on cruise ships. They do the deep cleaning, and it seems to help the matters. So, I mean, it's just one of the other things. Yes, we're putting ourselves at risk to a certain degree going on cruises. To me, it's worth it. And I saw this morning where you can get an extra COVID vaccine if you want it. I'm not sure I'll get an extra one. I'll get it again next year when I go for my flu shot. I'll get the latest COVID vaccine then. Yeah. All right. So the next story today comes from our friends over at Royal Caribbean. You know, they're releasing for sale a slew of short getaway cruises from home ports ranging from Florida to Texas and California. The voyages, which depart in 2025 and 2026, are open bookings by Crown and Anchor Society members starting today and will be open to the general public by the 1st. Looking to tempt cruisers seeking shorter cruises from U.S. ports, Royal Caribbean rolled out a series of sailings from 3 to 6 nights featuring sun destinations that include the cruise line's private island retreats, Perfect Day at Coco Cay in the Bahamas, and Labadee in Haiti. And an exciting development, Royal Caribbean is introducing West Coast cruises from Los Angeles aboard the 4,900-guest Quantum of the Seas. The ship will operate 3 to 6 night voyages to ports in Ensenada and Cabo in Mexico. The ship, which launched in 2014, offers guests the popular Seaplex, a massive indoor activity area with bumper cars and roller skating rink. Also offering cruises from Los Angeles will be the Navigator of the Seas, sailing short getaways of 3 to 6 nights to Cabo, Ensenada, Catalina. Guests interested in longer cruisers can choose the ship's 7-night Mexican Riviera sailings, the call on Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan. Royal Caribbean, by the way, I've been on both of those ships, folks, that are going to be sailing from Los Angeles. I've been on Quantum and I've been on Navigator. And if I rank my, say, top 10 cruise ships, both of them would be in the top 10 list. Maybe in the top 3 to 6 in that area. I like both ships a lot. Royal Caribbean in June confirmed that Utopia of the Seas, with a capacity of 5,668 guests, would be based in Port Canaveral, and following her debut later this year, will offer 3- and 4-night weekday cruises to Nassau in the Bahamas, Perfect Day at Coco Cay. From April to August of 2025, Wonder of the Seas will sail from Port Canaveral, featuring 7-night Eastern and Western sailings. In August, the 5,700-guest ship will deploy to Port Miami and operate the same 3- and 4-night Bahamas schedule as Utopia of the Seas, calling it Nassau and Perfect Day at Coco Cay. And the next story today, folks, the Chinese shipbuilder Shanghai Huaguoqiao Shipbuilding Company announced today that the 2nd China-manufactured large cruise ship is set to commence construction in April, with delivery expected by the end of 2026. The construction timelines includes the float out scheduled for May of 2025, undocking in March 2025, and the commencement of sea trials in fourth quarter of 2026. All right, that's going to wrap up the news portion of today's show and some tomfoolery in addition to that. So let's go see who is over here fussing at me today. Dorcas says, hello, dear. How are you doing, wannabe friends? So this is another bomber. Gary Older Than Dirt's here. Hi, Gary. Kenneth with us up in Pennsylvania. Gretchen out in Ohio. Hey, Chili, how much is your balcony on the Grand Princess to Alaska? Where can I get the details? I'll send them to you, Gretchen. And the balconies are ridiculously expensive, but I will do that as soon as I get off the show. 20, I don't remember. I have to look that one up because I've been primarily going with the inside and ocean views. Laura's with us up in Ottawa. Sunny and windy and minus 23. Lovely. Thankfully, you know, we didn't get to any minus numbers. It's under freezing, though. Mike's with us. Good morning, Mike. There's Steve in Kentucky. Sunny in Mississippi. Oxygen situation is scary. And yeah, sort of. I mean, if I had to have it on all the time, yeah, I would have probably panicked. But since I have large blocks of time that I don't use it at all, and even more large blocks of time when I'm on cruise ships, because when I'm on cruise ships, I'm constantly in the chair, which means I'm constantly sitting. You know, I don't walk at all on cruise ships anymore, except what little bit I'm in my cabin. And that would be the time that I would be using oxygen. For the most part, if I'm out and about while I have the oxygen with me, if I need it on the chair, I don't use it. I mean, if I get winded for some reason, sure, it's there. I'll turn it on and breathe for a few minutes. Yeah, last night was the first time I've been in that position, sailed through it without any problems. You know, so I ended up with an empty tank this morning. That didn't bother me in the least. I slept right through it. And had I, you know, awakened with O2 levels, I mean, I can tell it. I can feel it when that happens. And I know to grab it. I mean, that's why I keep it, you know, right here, just in case. If I need it while I'm doing a show, it's there. As soon as I get off the air, when I have to, you know, get up and go to the bathroom or go get something to drink or whatever, the oxygen goes back on. So it was good last night that, you know, even though the tank ran out, that I, you know, I slept through it. I didn't need it while I was sleeping. And lucky? Sure. You know, that's one of the few things that I have luck on my side. Lorge, how do you protect your face from frostbite and the temperatures you're experiencing outside? That's a very good question, Mike. I wouldn't go outside. Hell no. Good question, Mike. Sonny's is brr. Need to cover your face with a ski mask or a scarf or just stay inside. See, Laura, you're right in there with me. I'd stay inside. Laura is ready for Alaska. Yeah, that would be true. There's Todd. Hey, Todd. Todd's with us again. Good to have you. Kenneth says, man, that cake looks good. It is good, but it's way too much. I could eat a third of that and be perfectly satisfied. You know, I mean, I struggle to eat all that cake. Joanne's with us. Hi, Joanne. Kenneth said you would probably need a half gallon of milk to eat that cake. Isn't that the truth? And Mike says, thank you, Laura. Hot Air Tom says hello from San Juan. No problem with computer. There is a big fat ledge there, and computer is on a tower. Oh, on a towel. I still have trouble reading some of this, Hot Air Tom. On a towel. Okay. I have a walking run and salsa tour. A walking run and salsa tour starting at 12:15. I'm almost afraid to ask what a walking run and salsa tour is, but I could like something to do with a salsa tour. I'd be right there with you. Let me know if that's accessible. The next time I'm in San Juan, I'll look for it. Will I get that original pina colada that Chili missed? Yeah, well, now that would be a good possibility too. I thought that it was getting too rough for the chair that day. So I didn't make it to the original pina colada bar. Oops, typo. That is a rum tour. Ah, a rum and salsa tour. Now, I could dig that. I will drink a little rum, folks. I don't drink it very often, but I don't dislike. I mean, the only thing I dislike in the way of drinking, I don't care for gin, but that's just taste. Now, the only thing I dislike is tequila. And that's because it scares the crap out of me. Yeah. I mean, I'll do everything else, but yeah, a rum and salsa tour. Now that one intrigues me, I have to admit. And I bet some of that salsa, Hot Air Tom, has got some kick to it too. Gretchen says, run to the rum. Yeah, that's good. Run, Tom, run, Sonny says. Gary Older Than Dirt says $149 for a magic show. No way. See, Gary, you and I are too much alike. You and I will go sit in the lounge and listen to the music and have our drinks out there that are free. So, you know, I don't know exactly what you're thinking. Yeah, $149. Hey, I mean, hell, we can go on a cruise for $149, can't we, Gary? Gretchen says, thanks, Chili. You can put that in the group chat. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Or Facebook Messenger if it's convenient. Okay. Solo Balcony. There, Gary has it. Solo Balcony is $37.97. And I think the balcony for couples is, you know, $2,300 or something. Something like that. They're ridiculous for balconies. Well, I'd have to take Fred. Yeah, I know. So it would be a double for us. Do I have that where I can get at it real quick? Let me see. Let's book the cruise. Call me at your convenience. Okay, Gary's going. That's very good. And let me think where I have that I could get at it real quick. Okay, I don't know. I don't want to sit here and screw up the show. I will, Gretchen, I will get that off to you as soon as I get going here. But it's, you know, I think it's ridiculous. I think all Alaska cruises is sharing that. I mean, you know, I've been doing a lot of things for Nate on the Alaska for Alaska Residents, which is a special promotion from Holland America. And I mean, even on that, you're not getting balcony bookings because they're ridiculous. So, all right, that's going to wrap me up today. I've got a pretty full afternoon ahead. Oh, the other thing I thought I'd mention, folks, remember when I went to the pulmonologist last Friday and she wrote a prescription and called it in for some kind of fancy ass inhaler? and it was $490 for a 3-week supply. And I said, no, I can't afford that. Well, we kept working on it, and we appealed it, and we got in touch with the manufacturer, and between the manufacturer and appealing the decision and the pharmacy, they came up with a decision that whatever the hell name of that thing is, I don't remember the name, will be $47 a month. $47 a month I can afford. $490 a month. No. But so I'm going to go to the store, to the pharmacy to pick that up this afternoon, because it was raining nutty yesterday and I went about to get out in the rain just to pick that up. So I got to go pick that up today. And now I got to talk to Gretchen. I got to talk to Gary. So I got a lot to do today. Got to talk to one of my Alaska people on the problem we have up there that I got to fix. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. We'll be back here same time, same channel tomorrow. Hopefully, the signal has been behaving. At least I haven't seen anybody fussing about it, so that's a good thing. I haven't noticed any breaking up on my end. So do they come today or tomorrow? I think they come tomorrow afternoon to replace all the stuff. And we'll let them do it. I'll take the new equipment anyway. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. Hit that thumbs up button. Make sure you smash that. And subscribe if you haven't done so. That'd be cool. If not, stay safe. Stay healthy. Think about cruising. Hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas like we're trying to do with a bunch more people. That'd be cool. Gretchen can go too. Gary, you'll like Gretchen and Fred. All right, guys. I'll see everybody back here tomorrow. Same time, same place. Have a great afternoon, everybody. See ya.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.